Book 18. Storytel presents Behind the Facade by Margit Sandemo, Part 18 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says. Only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family.
Chapter 1. Good heavens, sighed Elizabeth's mother, holding a white powdered wig in front of her. It may be all right for you to wear your hair like that when you're at home. Your father is much too compliant, constantly giving in to your whims. But now we are going to Christiania, the capital of Norway, and we'll be in a world of rank and fashion where you just can't look the way you do, with your own hair, without any powder in it. You look like a tart. Elizabeth Paladin of the Ice People shook her head so that her brown curls shone like chestnuts in the sunlight glow. What's the matter with my hair? I can't stand those horrible wigs. They stifle me. Besides, haven't you seen those adorable little chicks in their wigs scratching their necks so that the wigs slip down? And such pent-up horrors foster lice. Tora, her mother, gave in to her headstrong 19-year-old daughter. Well, keep your hair the way it is then. It has enough volume to be put into a chignon. We can ask Mrs. Sørensen to come and dress it. She can give it height with hair pads and maybe fasten it with some flowers and bird's feathers and we'll powder it so that it looks quite white. I'm sure it will look very nice in the end. No, Elizabeth yelled. I've told you that I'm allergic to powder. Nonsense. Elizabeth's mother slapped the powder puff onto her daughter's hair so that she almost disappeared in an enormous white cloud. Elizabeth coughed and gasped for breath. Don't put on airs, her mother said. Nevertheless, she was shocked when she saw her daughter's eyes turning red and brimming with tears. She hurriedly waved away the powder and brought some water. She was almost cracking up with nerves. Elizabeth's nose was so congested that it took quite a while for her to utter a word. Her mother seized this opportunity to give her daughter a curtain lecture on how hopeless father and daughter were. Your father hasn't come home yet, and we're leaving at 4. How am I to put up with you two? He's down by the river, keeping an eye on the rafting with that obnoxious vehement Tarik. Does it ever occur to either of you that you belong to the great nobility? The Paladin family were Margraves, but you walk around with your natural hair, and your father's keeping an eye on a raft. He doesn't have to do that. Now and then, I can't help being so ashamed of you two that it almost drives me crazy. Mrs. Tora came from a good, respectable family, and she was of the opinion that she had made a good match when she married a paladin. She was the only one who went on about the Margrave title. She wanted Ulf to keep it, but he did not want to because Norway had abolished its nobility. Tora was an extremely efficient mistress at Elistrand, kind and warm-hearted in her own way, and very much respected in the village. Nevertheless, at times Ulf and Elizabeth thought she could be quite a handful. It was 1770 and Elizabeth would soon be 20. Everybody knew that Mrs. Tora was scheming to get her daughter married soon, and it would have to be a good match. That was why her mother was focusing so much on their journey to Christiania, where they would get to meet the city's notables. At any rate, they would get to see them at close range. Elizabeth had regained her power of speech.
Who's Vibutal?
What are you